This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. It's May 1st, and today's the day that winter parking restrictions are no longer in effect in the city of Steamboat Springs. You can park on city streets overnight again until October 31st. Melting snow is revealing many new things like trash and animal waste and damage to electrical and telecommunication boxes. Yampa Valley Electric boxes are dark green, clearly marked. Call YVEA if you see a damaged one. Most of the damaged boxes are telecommunications boxes. They're typically light green. Comcast says to use their Xfinity Assistant app to report a damaged box, or you can call 1-800-XFINITY. Water main flushing in the city of Steamboat Springs starts today. This is for water mains, fire hydrants, and valves to remove sediment that settles in pipes during low flow periods. Over 1,000 fire hydrants will be serviced and tested. While it's being done, Steamboat Springs residents may experience discolored water and fluctuating water pressure. 10th Street between Oak Street and Lincoln Avenue will close to through traffic starting today. The old City Hall building, it's coming down. Demolition should last 2 to 3 weeks. The 10th Street parking lot will stay open until a later date. The EV charging station on 10th Street won't be available anymore due to the construction of the new City Hall and downtown fire station. Charging stations are available at House and Rodeo Arena and CMC. Also, one lane of southbound Highway 40 from Old Fish Creek Falls Road to Hilltop Parkway will be closed for about 6 hours throughout the day today. Streetlights are being installed there. The canine dogs with Craig Police took some top finishes at the recent High Desert Police Canine Challenge in Hotchkiss. Both Odin and Bane placed in several categories, but both also took first place in each of their age groups for narcotic detection. Officer Baker is Odin's handler, and Corporal Lair is Bane's handler. Sweep up your scoria in front of your home or business. Steamboat Springs street sweepers will be clearing it from the roadways. The city reports it's easier for a sweeper to pick up a long, thin line of scoria rather than a large pile. The 2023 Sailors Athletics Auction in Luau is at 5:30 tonight at the high school. Everyone's invited. The Cosmic Coders are headed to Texas today. That's the robotics team from Sandrock Elementary in Craig. They're competing in the World Tournament for Robotics, of which they qualified in March, and they'll be back on Friday. Good luck. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAIRadio.com.